91.3 KXCI. Welcome down to your end of the dial, people. You are listening to Locals Only, the second hour of the show, where we go out and get a local Arizona band. We pull them out of the clubs, put them on the air and into your home, your car, wherever you are. I'm your host, Michael John Serpy, taking you through the next hour. Now, good people, as you know, the Old Pueblo is home to many a talented musician. We got great finger pickers, great flat pickers. We got great bass players, drummers, mandolin players, singers, you name it, we got it. My guest tonight is One Stop Shopping, a highly sought-after multi-instrumentalist who's played with some of Tucson's finest, but also a great singer-songwriter in his own right. Coming to you live from Studio 2A, Jeremy Michael Cashman and his Wooden Hearts.
Thank you. such a great big world. Chances slim, so what's the use? So what I find, I'll only lose. They're always on my mind, never on my own. Always on my mind, never on my own. The fire within my heart is by the law. Maybe the rain will put it out, or the weatherman has his doubts. I'll have to cry some tears just to put it out. Always on my mind, never on my own.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You are listening to Locals Only. I'm your host, Michael John Serpy, coming to you live from Studio 2A with Jeremy Michael Cashman and his wooden hearts. Thanks for being here, guys.
Hey, thanks. Thank you for having
thanks
us.
Thanks for having us.
Why don't you guys take it around the horn? Tell me who's who.
All right. Well, to my right, we have Andrew C. on the upright bass here this evening. Andrew?
Howdy.
Howdy from an Andrew. Joel, you're going to have to up that.
Hi.
Joel, Mighty Joel Ford on drums. That was pretty good. I'm Jeremy Michael Cashman. And for tonight and next Friday evening, we will be the Wooden Hearts Project in conjunction with the release of a Root CD that Joel and I made some time ago. So
it kind of looks like they just threw you to the wolves, man. Like they're kind of quiet creatures you got over here.
Yeah. I guess you and I are going to have to get into conversation then, I suppose.
They do all their speaking with their instruments.
We're not getting paid to talk right now. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
That's how we roll.
Hey,
we're not getting paid. What?
Yeah, I have Joel under contract. He's only allowed to have 11 words. The last check didn't clear yet, so.
So tell me about that, though. I mean, you, Jeremy, you are a singer-writer in your own right. I've seen you in many configurations, and I've seen you be backed by different guys. I know Andy and Joel over here from the El Camino Royales and other outfits. So how did this project come together? How did you wind up hooking up with these two guys?
Well, as I had mentioned, Joel and I got together with some live sessions, just drums and electric guitar, and out of that grew this Roots CD that we threw together. We wrote vocals for some pieces, other pieces we left as instrumentals, pretty close to how they were recorded. And then when it came time to try to play these songs live, we obviously couldn't do it as a two-piece, so we had to employ Andrew C. on bass, so we hooked him up. And it was my real hope to get the whole of the El Camino Royales, and so we'll have to hope that I can cross paths with Michael P. At some point down the road. But that was the original idea, but as it turned out, I was able to have both these guys throw in on the project. And as always, I mean, I make things very, very fast at home. So these guys give, you know, I get the feel of what it's like live, especially with the upright bass on like the last number, Always on My Mind, Never on My Arm. That song just as completely sounds as maybe it ought to have in my head from the get-go, but... There's this home version that was released earlier. So that's, again, it's the bill becomes law. Working with great musicians and getting a chance to see how stuff kind of grows and takes on its character is always a real treat. And I guess most people could argue that I had to, you know, just go back and get it done right. But, you know, right. There's something about the magic that we did with the home recordings and just doing them real quick out of spontaneous jams that was just too good to leave alone. So... That's how it's all come together.
I want to say something about this.
Yeah, yeah.
So we just jammed together. We got together one day, and we just started throwing down licks and riffs and stuff like that.
Just you and Jeremy?
Just me and Jeremy, and one guitar, one drum set. And he made this whole CD out of that session. Wrote all these songs around it, put all the words to it, threw on more guitar, bass. Created this great thing out of just a jam session from one day, you know?
Yeah.
I knew we were being recorded, you know, and... Then he just made this, what I think is a great CD.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, that's nice. I never really had your full review of the project before,
hey,
so that's good.
So it's
good. We got good
up.
Chances here for this evening's show.
But that is something, though. I mean, Jeremy Michael Cashman, like I said, you know, musician. You do record at home. There's been plenty of times I've had the pleasure of sitting down on the computer, opening up my email, and you have this tendency of just writing a song, whether it's one of your own or if it's a cover that's just been haunting you. You get into your studio, you write it, you send it out there. Like, you definitely seem to you do work quick. You definitely are multifaceted. You play within a lot of genres. Someone like Mighty Joel Ford, I've seen Joel play with everything from a full kit like he's doing tonight to just a washboard. Like, getting together, like, what was the premise there? I mean, besides just getting together and having a good time, I mean, it's just, you just followed your fancy, just whatever your whim took you.
Yeah. We actually had several numbers that were just one particular impulse, like one song Joel wanted to start with playing the drums with his hands, and that kind of grew into a certain vibe, and then I'm racking my brain for a quick chord change that, you know, could knock that beat around into stardom. So, you know, we sat there messing with things for a little while, but as usual, I mean, as you know the good first serviceable take on anything, and it's time to just keep moving on. And I really like that environment. I really I'm not one to really stew over too much too quickly. And
well, you're capturing the energy too, and there's a lot of energy going on when you just are doing one or two takes or
just the freshness
stuff like
of
that
it.
Nice freshness of it, and it's good for listening as well, you know.
I think too much rehearsal or too much of that stuff can sometimes blunt a performance, you know. And I think and maybe you could argue that I don't do enough of it, or we don't do enough of it, but I really do enjoy, especially working with great seasoned musicians. They're wonderfully anticipatory in their own right, so that's really fun to just kind of hope that we all kind of guess right a time or two here, and there's nothing like that feeling.
So even though you guys have the record, this what's going to be playing this Friday night over at the Hut isn't necessarily what's representative of the album. It's something, it's kind of a different take.
Totally. Yeah, like I said, I mean, that last number and the next few that we have playing as well, it's really driven them home to have Andrew on upright kind of driving through these songs in a whole new way and texture.
Adds a whole new sound to it.
Yeah, and it's a great influence. In fact, we added a song to the set list tonight, an older song of mine that I wanted to kind of push into a realm that I thought might, just to hear what it would sound like, I had so much fun with the rehearsal that we did that I thought I'd like to take an old song of mine and push it through his ideas and his sensibilities to see how it comes out. So we haven't even rehearsed that one, but we're going to play it tonight just because I think it'll turn out all right.
That's awesome. Sound great.
All right, well, we're going to talk some more. We said, you got a show this Friday, got an album released this Friday, but we got tonight. So why don't you go ahead and play a few more songs, and we'll chit-chat at the end
of
it.
Cool.
Sometimes I wake up and wish that you're still here. I cry from the breakup that leaves me here in fear. And that you're so happy living there with him. I think back when I asked you to please don't chase the dreams that I'm not in. Myself, you're not really on my mind. But when I look at things, it makes my heart rewind. And now all my memories are just films upon a screen. I play back when I asked you to please don't chase the dreams that I'm not in. Thank you. I stared down at the street. My mind is so tortured with thoughts of you and him. I think back when I asked you to please don't chase the dreams that I'm not in. Please don't chase the dreams that I'm not in. Please don't chase the dreams that I'm not in. Please don't chase the dreams that I'm not in. Thank you.
Forgives the mirror, the worm forgives the plow, the question begs the answer, can you forgive me somehow? Maybe when our story's over, we'll go where it's always spring. When all the world is green, pretend that you owe me nothing, and all the world is green. We can bring back the old days again when all the world is green. Thank you.
91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to You're Into the Dial. You're listening to Locals Only. I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with Jeremy Michael Cashman and his Wooden Hearts. Thanks again, guys, for being here.
Woohoo!
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. Our pleasure. Our airwaves are your airwaves.
On behalf of KXCI.
At least for tonight. All right, so for all of you just tuning in, I'm here with Jeremy Michael Cashman and his Wooden Hearts. They got a CD release show over at the Hut this Friday. And who are you guys playing with?
We are playing with the El Camino Royales, which means Andrew and Joel will be on stage the whole time.
Oh, you guys.
And I won't be. There's some advantages.
You're welcome, everybody. Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, actually, that was a great idea for me to hop on an evening that they were playing because, you know, it was going to be a little dicey trying to figure out when we could find maybe the right time to pull this off. So I figured that'd be the best way is to piggyback on a night that they're playing somewhere.
You're sure to know where they were.
And then, yes. Yeah.
Tie them right. Down.
So we got them. Yeah, so we kind of worked that out.
Okay, so did you guys find something out though? There was supposed to be another band on the bill this Friday or something. It's something. Is there
We weren't sure. There's maybe going to be something. And
so it's just the two bands.
Really it's just the two bands.
So. But it's more than two bands. It's two great bands.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
But that's good because it'll be, you know, we can play what we want and play, you know, it'll be comfortable and do what we want to do. And
we'll do requests.
Stuff like that. Yeah. That can make the night, yeah.
Don't open that door. You're already playing a long night, buddy.
Call in the KXCI on Friday night and make your requests.
That's right. Yeah.
So. Well, awesome. Yeah. And also, another thing, too, if I'm not mistaken, so this album is a giveaway to the fans?
That's right.
People come on down?
Yeah, they're fresh off my CD burner and fresh off my Sharpie marker, you know, labeled by at home. Maybe a little dog slobber on every third or fourth.
DIY.
So, yeah.
100%. You ain't going to get better than that, folks. Come on down.
No. So that's it.
So you get a free disc with your paid admission.
Pretty much.
Which is a pittance. It's nothing.
Yeah.
It shows the beauty of a home recorded, too, you know?
Yeah.
Get to make your own packaging and
yeah, you know. I kind of put the kibosh on selling and trying to make money at something, and I didn't like what happened to myself when I tried to have the numbers mean more in my life, and at some point I just reached a point where I just want this to be about going, you know, this past Saturday driving into town looking for Then Play On from Fleetwood Mac on vinyl. I went to 6 stores, and you know that's what I hope will happen in my life. I'll come home and listen to it in the sleeping bag in the music room, and have Peter Green kind of really, you know, just light my ears on fire again, and then write something else from that. So that's really what I like to do, and it's a real pleasure and a privilege to get to work with as many bands as I have and to as many musicians as I have for being such a kind of a seemingly kind of homemade effort that, you know. Not super ambitious beyond buying records and playing and learning songs.
Well, I mean, I think that's something that comes across if anyone sees you play, let alone if they talk to you, though, is something that it's not so much that it's to say that it's just a labor of love, but you're really just, you've never seemed to be the type of guy to be concerned with that. You are, even though you in a lot of ways take it to be something that's just a hobby, you're usually the most professional in the outfit, whatever outfit I see you in. Like, I mean, you definitely have a very professional work sense, but you definitely have a real labor of love hobbyist type of playful mentality going into
what I've always thought maybe just a passionate hack would be a right way to describe what I do, because I you know I'm pretty rough around the edges, but I am very deeply involved in records and the influence and the players from everybody, and that's a whole other reason why I really like these unrehearsed type of evenings, is because it really plays into their hands. In fact, some of the demos I cut on acoustic guitar, which completely didn't give Andrew any bass to lock onto. I didn't want him to approximate whatever had turned up on the record. I wanted him to feel like he could just explore and bring a lot of his own ideas to it. Same goes for Joel. He's not tied to the way they sounded on the Roots record. I really don't, you know, I've never tried to operate, even through the years with Davey Hendrickson and Noah Thomas on theremin and bass and trumpet. I never wanted them to feel like they had to approximate a part on a CD or anything like that. If they felt whimsical about something at any given time, it was really fun to work with that and see what you're given. So,
well, even when you did have that, I mean, but mentioning Davey and Noah, they were kind of your main guys for the longest time. And even then, every time I saw you guys play, it was always a different incarnation. Even though you had the same, you had a working formula for a while, you always stepped outside the formula, which is what people can expect whenever you come to see Jeremy in any incarnation like this Friday. What he and Joel did on the album, which you'll pick up for free, mind you. It's going to be totally different than what you're going to hear on stage, and it's always going to be a delight. So we got to wrap this gig up at 57 minutes after the hour.
All right.
So whatever the math is on that, you got about. So let's play a couple more songs, then we'll stop and chit chat a little bit more. Tell people again about the show and where they can reach you on the cyber web, because the intranet is all the craze these days.
What?
It's this big glowing phone you plug into the wall.
Day.
91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona, locals only. I'm your host, Michael John Serpy, coming to you live from Studio 2A with Jeremy Michael Cashman. All right, guys, well, we only got a few more minutes left. So just again to recap for those of you just tuning in, Jeremy Michael Cashman and his Wooden Hearts are playing over at The Hut this week with the El Camino Royales. It's a CD release show for them, and if you come on in, they're going to give you a CD for free. You can't really beat that.
Roots.
Right. Roots.
Free roots. As long as the copies last.
All right, so we got to be done at 50.